Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and references to potentially triggering material, including mention of suicide, self-harm, abuse of both drugs and alcohol, and deep discussions on religion. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Ombligo del Diablo, the team, sans Vincent, returned from jail to learn about the murder of Tina's goons and discuss next moves. Murph received a phone call from 13, now arrested, apparently for also committing a murder. Val, less than keen on continuing with the game due to the previous night's spectacular failure, stormed out to cope by getting shit-faced, followed by Jamie. Murph made a personal call. Vincent expressed his worries. Oliver ascertained 13's whereabouts. Val revealed some secrets, and Jamie shot down a friend's attempt at vulnerability. After a bit of convincing, knowing this murder might be pinned on them, Oliver and Murph went to the police station to find out that 13 confessed to the murder of the goons and had been sent to a mental hospital. Vincent, Val, and Jamie went to the scene of the crime to investigate, where we join them now.
Okay, Jamie, you park the car at the little parking lot for the bus station.
Okie doke.
Biggest bus station in Reno. You had some, I believe, images from the news, so you know which terminal it's at.
Okie doke. I guess we walk over there, see if it's police taped off, or if they've cleaned it up, or if it's still like it was, or what's the situation.
The little area along the sidewalk is taped off.
Val is jittering.
What's our read of the situation? Does it look like there's anybody who'd care if we were to go beyond the tape and look around?
They might care if they saw you, but there's nobody watching. And so, there's about 5 or 6 bus passengers milling about. The spot is right next to the little stuffer shack / rest station. And it's a place where a lot of people kind of like it's a really cushy bus station where a lot of people are lounging about waiting a long time for buses. There's soft chairs. It's outdoors, but there's soft chairs under overhangs. And are you scrounging for clues?
Well, I'm just chilling out right now, looking at the scene, so seeing if there's anything like that I want to specifically go and take from the cordoned up area that I think I could get a read off with my new ritual.
Oh, give me a wits investigation.
Okay, couple successes.
You find in the trash can a wad of napkins from your hotel.
Awesome.
You're gonna pull those out and try and get some spiritual impressions on them.
Yeah, but we're gonna call it aerial impressions.
Okay.
What transpired around our trash?
Okay, give me an intelligence science.
And while Jamie's doing the investigating, Val's keeping a lookout for anybody who might obviously not appreciate us being here.
Oh, also, where are you doing this?
Doing the lookout?
No.
My vehicle.
Oh, in your vehicle, okay. Then just give me a one die paradox roll.
Okie doke.
2 successes. Is that enough for you, or do you want to spend willpower?
I will probably kick a willpower right in.
Just 1?
No, 2, I think.
Okay. Okay, 3 successes. You get the image of an older black man yelling at somebody as he's wiping off a gun with the napkin, saying,
"Wearing some shit now. Wearing some shit. Look, just toss this down that storm drain. Let's get back to the hotel."
Awesome.
The two men are both clearly homeless. And the last thing that you see is the two of them taking off towards a run as he tosses the napkin in a trash can. An old black man, young Latino man, and a dog.
Oh, interesting. I relay all this to Val and Vincent.
The dog is scraggly, gray, about a little bit taller than knee-high, shaggy fur.
I asked Bella if she's got some sort of way that she could figure out, you know, how to find this dog here in the city. I'm no good with animals. So I wouldn't know how to begin to even find one, you know, somewhere where there's clear prints. And I asked Vincent if he can check the storm drains one direction. I'll check them the other direction.
Vincent's sort of been half listening to what's going on. Well, during this time, he'll have been shooting a message over to Oliver.
Because he had a thought a moment ago. And he messages a text to Oliver saying, "Hey, how good is this girl of yours? You don't think that she might have planned more of this out than we thought, did she?"
How good do I think this gal is? I think she's scary good.
She is scary good. You're not sure whether her plans are good enough to account for black magic, but she's got quite a talent for planning a heist. That's for sure.
I think Oliver would text back, "Usually her MO wasn't murder. Didn't include murder."
That is also true.
I shoot back, "Do you think we're still playing?"
"I should clear that up." I text that back. "I should clear that up."
Okay.
I go and look in storm drains.
All right. Give me a wits investigation roll.
While he's doing that, Val's answering Jamie's question. "You want me to try to look for a stray dog in a city? I mean, if it was picked up somewhere,
I remind
maybe.
You that I just replayed the scene of a murder off of trash napkins. Come on.
Damn! Ow! Can you take a sanity damage for that burn?
Science means some animals. Come on.
That's a willpower damage burn. Yeah, you are forced to spend at least two willpower on the next relevant roll or you lose it anyway for getting so one upped by Jamie.
Fuck. Val like visibly reels back. Okay. I mean, my purview is more wildlife, but okay. I guess I start looking up some numbers for animal shelters in the area that might have programs that give food to homeless dog food to homeless people who have dogs.
Oh, actually, give me an intelligence plus either streetwise or animal kin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Finally, an animal kin roll.
Also, Thrasher, are you happy with your one success?
Yeah, no, I will. I'll spend two.
Okay.
And am I glad that we didn't have to make any rules at all, Oliver?
Yeah. Okay. No. Sure. I don't see much.
All right. Neither of you uncover the gun in your overview of the storm drains.
I say, Vincent, you should go my way, and then I'll go your way, because neither of us found what we're looking for.
Well, that'll help.
I don't know. It's worth a shot.
I'm going to spend my two willpower that I'm required to spend now.
Yes. All right.
Parker, this is my thing.
Three successes. Not only is there an animal shelter like a block away, right across from a hotel, you actually have a find a contact info for someone that works there.
Perfect. All right, I might maybe have a lead on that dog, Jamie. Damn. I'm gonna call.
Okay.
Good work, Val.
You call. Do you have a description of the dog or anything?
I'm assuming Jamie gave me a description of the dog. And
I relayed everything Elf told me to everybody in the car, so yes.
I mean, you wouldn't really have to give a description. You could just play the video.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure I would have shown it to them.
So the video looks sort of trippy and surreal, given that it's printed from spirit space. Almost like a sort of a CG cartoon of what happened, which prevents it from being useful as submitting for evidence for a trial or something. But you do get a fairly good look at the particular mangy dog in question. It looks older, dirty, and you're not sure how it can see with its fur covering its eyes like that.
Tugs at Val's heartstrings, but she doesn't show it.
You describe that to the woman there, and she says that that yeah, somebody came by with a dog like that during their dog food giveaways, which they watch people for, because a lot of times the homeless people will eat the dog food themselves, so they have to verify that dogs get the food.
And thank you. Do you happen to know where this guy usually hangs out? I have some concerns about this dog's health, and I'd like to help out there.
She says, well, if he's not staying under the bridge, then he'd be at that little roach motel across the street.
All right, well.
One or the other.
That's more than we had to go on before. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. I know how difficult it is.
She nods. For reviewing the other storm drains, Jamie sees in the closest storm drain to the spot the napkin got left in the direction that they were running. She sees that although she doesn't find the gun, she sees that from the angle that it would have been tossed, it would have gone past a concrete barrier, or gone past a concrete divide, and straight down into a much deeper water channel, which is not accessible from here.
Okay.
It looks like
I don't know if that'd be useful, but I text it over to Oliver. I describe one north or one south, whatever direction.
It looks like
the crime scene, just in case he's still lawyering it up. I don't know what he's up to, so
It looks like searching that would it would might involve a deal of looking and crawling. If you did actually find an entrance to that space.
Okay, Doug. Well, I look around for an entrance, but I'm not particularly keen on going down there right this second.
There isn't any on this block.
Spooky shadow power time.
Oh,
that's smart thinking. I yell down. Didn't think of that.
Yeah. Wizard using magic.
Yell down a hole.
Crazy talk.
So do you drink a bottle of magic shadow?
Val is crazy. Val's taking on the spooky shadow powers. Yeah. I mean, does Jamie let me know this?
Okay. She tells everybody everything for the most part.
Makes sense. All right. Step back a little. So yes, I am going to drink my lovely fine potion thingy, and I will roll a paradox for that.
Yep. Give me a one die roll. Gain a paradox.
Fuck my life. Woo. The day of the paradox flaw comes is coming soon. In fact, I didn't botch on any of those, right? Yep. I did. Wait, does that, okay. So on the first roll I did, I had
what's your paradox total?
Paradox.
Right? Okay. You take a paradox willpower damage.
Okay. I can do that. I am now lost. What was it? Oh, yes. So take a paradox, take a willpower damage.
And your shadow whispers to you and says, "What do you need?"
Get the gun.
It slips away and
give it a few seconds.
A few seconds later, Jane, you hear the clattering of metal.
Awesome. Good job, Val.
That's what I do.
Do you look down into the storm brain? In the dark, you see a jet black image of Val holding a gun and just staring at you.
That's not creepy at all. Yeah, even Jamie's creeped out by that. Here, put it in the bag.
It says, "Yes, you'll need this." and puts it into your little plastic bag that you have held out.
All right, I take it back to the. Back to the car and consult with Vincent and Val about whether they want to go find our two homeless assassins, or if they want me to try to replay what I can off the actual murder weapon.
Okay, so what? Assuming we do this, I think I lost something somewhere between the jitters. Damn, I feel like I can see everything for like half a second. But anyways, what's the plan once we find them? Why are we finding them? Are we trying to call the cops on them? Are we trying to solve this murder? I'm a little confused.
I don't know. I was just working on my natural curiosity. Maybe we should consult with Murph and Oliver, see what they want.
I don't even know if 13 wants out.
I don't.
It's just saying here. Fuck 13.
Well, I'm definitely not here for 13. I'm here for us and our understanding as to what happened and whether or not something's going to come back on Vincent. So I think we should play what we can off of the gun and the impressions that it got. If I can do my thing again, but if not, we can go get direct with the sources, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. I think the less direct we can get, the better, as long as you don't have any fingerprints on that gun. You don't exactly have much in the way of goodwill with the law right now.
Do I still have Mr. Mammon's gloves?
Nitrile gloves? Yeah.
I toss those to Jamie. Take a look at the gun. See what we can find.
I put the gloves in a different bag entirely, because maybe I want to look at the video of them. I've got my own gloves. I'm good. But I play what I can off of the gun.
Okay. The bit that you get off of the gun, although quite a powerful scene, is not terribly useful, because it's shown, it appears to be shown from the gun's perspective, and it just shows the bald man that you saw earlier with a brief look of shock and surprise, and then a couple loud bangs. Blood explodes from his chest, and the vision ends. However, Vincent,
mm-hmm.
you... at seeing this sort of a point blank execution, you start having flashbacks.
Okay.
All right. Chain magic. Yes.
Oh shit.
In fact, you have a flashback of the scene. The whole, you don't know how you know, but you are 13 and you're sitting on a stop with those with those two guys. And you lean over to one of them and say, "Hey, I gotta take a piss." And you get up and you walk away. As you're coming out of the bathroom, you see two guys that are going through your partner's bags. It is the old man and the young man. Just as the other guy, not the bald man, notices them, and he shouts something and pulls a gun out on the old guy. The younger one pulls 13's gun, which is also this gun, out of the bag that 13 left on the seat, and shoots the guy that has the gun pointed at the old man. And right as the bald man starts searching for his gun, and shoots him twice too, and then drops the gun. And the last thing you see is the two of them wiping the gun off and running away.
Okay, I'm going to...
The part where those bullets fire? That happens about 5 times, just over and over again. Like, kind of a loop. With the expression of surprise on the guy's face. That's the part that gets stuck in your head. Take 1 willpower damage.
Okay, I am going to, I think, grab my own gun. And just, like... start huffing and puffing and holding that against my chest. Not like aiming it at me, just like kind of keeping it close.
Clutching it?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey
Val, what's up with Vincent?
Hey, you're looking a little pale, buddy. Can you talk to me? Slower breaths. In and out. In. Out. In. Out. Okay. Keep doing.
I saw it. I just saw what happened.
Okay. All right. Can you talk about it, or do you need a minute?
I am going to put my gun. I'm gonna sit down. Put my gun like on my knee, like holding it there, balancing, like aiming it at the ground. And I just want to start explaining everything that just happened. Like, I'm trying to flush it out of me. Like, saying it all as quickly as possible.
Okay. Give me a manipulation streetwise. Explain clearly. Or leadership. But no one has leadership ever, so, you know.
Excuse you.
I got 1 out of 2.
Okay. You're not entirely rambling. And... sounds like it largely matches with what evidence you have so far, and it matches at least a couple of, well, I guess you wouldn't know about the eyewitness report, but...
Well, we would if they played them on the TV news report.
Everything on those reports was way more vague and conflicting.
You good, Vincent? You gonna be all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just fine. You,
Yeah, bullshit, but okay.
You're fine. I'm fine. Everybody's fine. Here, have a cigarette.
I'm gonna put my gun back in my belt.
Okay. Do I recognize this for what it was? My pushing the boundaries of science triggered some sort of crazy thing inside of his mind? A magical thing? Do I see it as that?
I guess the question is here is, do you believe that people can have psychic visions? Well, it sounds like it would be a weird thing to just make up on his own. And
if it was Oliver, you might be like,
But I mean, obviously, you can never trust the reliability of visions nor of magic, but. You have no reason to. If you believe in psychic visions, you have no reason to believe that this isn't one.
Okie doke.
I would just love to interject something here based on my, you know, luckiness.
Actually, you can arrive if you like. But.
I would like to try to convince Oliver that we should get some coffee. And in this moment that Vincent is having this mini panic attack, he receives a text asking him if he wants any coffee with a little smiley, blushing smiley face emoji.
Excellent.
Oh, that's a good one. I should use that.
it's like defenseless and adorable, but it doesn't imply any flirtatiousness. It's a good one, right?
Oh, it sure does. I believe there's something to be had here.
Please misuse the blushing face emoji.
No, the blushing face emojis have power.
And if I may ask, Oliver, you are a very legitimate businessman, right?
That sounds like a trick question.
Okay, you know how businesses work, right?
Yes, I know finances.
Okay, not exactly finances. And, ooh, this could sound scummy. I don't mean for it to sound scummy. Have you ever had a secretary?
A couple, yes. Why?
Is there any reason you can think of for a secretary, or maybe personal assistant, I guess, to be answering your personal cell phone?
It depends on how big of an outfit, but if it was just me and one other person, I guess you'd call them personal assistants these days. I don't see why you wouldn't. If I was doing something or busy or just didn't want to talk to that person. I believe I would give my phone away. Why?
Oh, so you might give your phone to somebody else if you don't want to talk to somebody?
Possibly. It depends on how much I trust my assistant primarily.
Gotcha. Okay.
May I ask why you brought this up so suddenly?
Because we're back in town with cell signal. I reached out to my dad.
Okay. How did it go?
Well, I didn't get to talk to him. And that's why I asked about a secretary.
There's something, I feel like we need to unpack this. Can we get those to go?
Five coffees.
Yeah,
Vincent. If it was waited before he said what he wanted before those were bought, says energy drink on his text.
Four coffees and a monster.
Yeah, this looks good.
Perfect. A man after my own heart can energy drink this early.
The least cowboy of all beverages. But so, they don't get them down in Obligo del Diablo, so.
Correct. People make coffee in Obligo del Diablo.
Yes. The frou-frou drink is cream and sugar. Oliver?
Yeah. Oliver's cream and sugar, man. So what kind of business does your father run?
How about this? How big is your family, Oliver?
It's fluctuated throughout the years, much smaller now. I know I still have some cousins, but they fell out of touch a long time ago.
And why is that?
partially me, but also, you know, just fate, the wind would blow me which way and not. I know at least my siblings-in-law tended to stop talking to me after the passing of my late wife. Anyway, we were talking about your father.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Time
heals all wounds.
Distance from the source of the grief doesn't necessarily always lessen the grief.
Is that so? I've heard otherwise, but there are many souls of thought.
Right. Well, so you asked. So I was calling him to see if I could convince him to go give my mom some flowers, because I'm not going to be able to make it home. So, and I am familiar with grief.
Ah, do we need to make a road trip after we are finished in Reno?
That seems pretty frivolous with everything that's going on. I'm sure that he'll go.
Well, at least the secretary will. And
yeah,
I'm assuming the intent will be felt regardless.
Yeah, sure. I have every confidence that he'll go for sure.
All right, the lot of you meet up.
Coffees and this newfangled drink.
Everybody, what we've found so far. The actual shooters were probably these two homeless people, and 13 was in the restroom, and he came out, and his buddies were getting shot with his gun.
I said to poke around gently, and you set up a camera that sees into the past. and you went into the sewer. How are you so clean? How did you... What? All right.
It's magic.
Let's move on.
We get something. We science it hard.
Nothing more gentle than not having to touch anything and seeing it on a TV.
I mean, I'm just impressed, frankly.
You impressed?
Okay.
He wants to say something snotty.
What's the point here? I mean, I know why I'm here. I know what I'm trying to figure out. But what's our feelings on 13? Are we still letting him hang out to dry for this? Or do we care?
That point, he's like currently in a mental institution. The cops believe that he's on... didn't do it, but they don't mind throwing innocent? Anyway, innocent man in jail. So there's no reason why we should suspect ourselves for this. That was my main concern, that somehow this was a setup with 13 involved and all. But I think it was just a poor... Unfortunately, I think Tina made a very bad mistake by hiring some out-of-town muscle.
Okay, so easiest way to do this, I think, is to just tip off, giving an honest tip to the police that where these guys are, and get the fuck out of here. And
That's definitely the easiest way. But what did you see them take, Vincent, in your vision? What all did they take besides the gun?
Okay. What did all they take, Elf?
You saw them grab some stuff out of the bag, and the younger one grabbed a couple things out of the bag. Gun got, actually, no, the older man pulled a couple things out of the bag right after the gun got pulled on him.
I repeat that basically verbatim and say, I don't even know if 13 knew.
So, you know how it looped a few times?
Yes.
When the objects were grabbed from the bag and which one of them grabbed them from the bag was different in each of the iterations. Sometimes they grab something out of the bag that looks like a little black box before. Sometimes it's a sandwich bag. Sometimes it's after. Sometimes the old guy. Sometimes it's the young guy.
I don't even know who it was. It could have been either one of them. I start like spiraling a little bit.
Okay,
like,
easy.
Like I've clearly been sweating a little bit. I'm not sweating right now, but like I'm gripping my jeans in my palm a little bit.
Hang on. You kind of look like you're seeing a ghost a little bit. Are you okay? Look, that's a dumb question. Obviously, you aren't okay, but...
Would you like something for it? I like Oliver. jiggle a thing. It'll take the edge off. Nothing more.
I narrow my eyes at Oliver, take the monster, and pop it open and take a sip.
Because
that'll do the
taurine is excellent for anxiety.
Yes, of course.
Yes. All right, he's just looking all twitchy, and he says, I got enough shit going on in my head without thinking about somebody else's murders, but that ain't what we're working on right now, and I don't even understand how or why this is happening. I ain't like the rest of you. I don't do that sort of thing, or at least I didn't.
Did you just you people?
I ain't saying it like it's... You didn't do anything wrong. What you're doing isn't wrong. I haven't done it before now.
Well, that, my dear Vincent, is debatable.
I feel like we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are.
Let's
deal with my shit at a later date.
Might we quickly decide? I understand that we came here to make a little bit of money, and I grant that it was my plan that is going somewhat awry at the moment, but I have the opportunity to make a call. It seems like from the information we've acquired, this was an unfortunate accident that has happened to our competitor, which she seems to believe is our fault, which may have escalated things somewhat. So I, in the nature of thinking this was a friendly game, not so much a tit-for-tat murder kind of thing, would be amenable to just leaving in the interest of all y'all's safety. But if you feel that it is worth the risk, I do believe with this setback, she may be incapable of winning at this point.
Is your game still on? Have you been in contact with her?
Well, I wanted to quit? Talk she with y'all him? First before I contacted her. I feel like I've been making a lot of unilateral decisions lately, and that's just not acceptable.
I nod proudly.
I think me and Val and everybody else has definitely felt like that's the case, and I appreciate your asking us what we think. How very unlikely and odd for you. Okay.
Oh, Murph's a very good influence.
Yes. Yes, I am. Never, ever a dark influence.
She's like a murder angel to Vincent.
I don't react.
I stare daggers.
Val gives Murph like a weird look. Like, why would that come up?
How can it be in that tone of voice?
Huh? Is that a joke, Murph?
Anyway, what were we talking about?
People looking at people oddly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
what do we want to do? We were discussing what to do.
I feel like our options are gracefully back down and attempt to explain that it was a not involved us, a quick distraction and flee the town before she even knows where we are off to, and a third, which is continue to engage. I suppose there's a fourth, whereas we play into the murder aspect and pretend to be scarier than we are, which I would personally not prefer.
Yeah, that one sounds like a horrible idea. I'm just curious as to whether or not our homeless people have the things we were after.
Oh, we aren't that unlucky, are we?
I doubt those people would have had the item of interest on them, unless they were extremely fast on the heist.
They might have been. One of the things that Vincent saw was a little black box, like you'd keep jewelry in.
Oliver gets a little twitchy.
But then again, he saw a sandwich bag, so it could be a lunch, it could be jewels, I don't know. I think you should contact her and see if you can get the information out of her as to whether she already had the stuff when her guys got killed.
Would anyone like to give me an intelligence plus investigation to piece together the evidence already visible?
Let's go, smart people.
I got like 6 or 7 in that. I am definitely going to do that. Yeah, 7.
Can we both do it?
Science
power. Oliver just heard a black box and he's like, maybe we should continue the heist.
I guess other point. What about 13?
Nice.
So many successes.
That is 8 successes.
That'd be crazy if I did it by shooting someone.
Here is the clues that shake out of this, and we will get back to what the hell to do about 13 after this the set of information as it might be relevant. So the timing of you guys' interaction with the millionaire and the cops and all that would have been just enough time that if they had happened to be at that hotel across the street, they would have been able to make it to the bus stop with about 10 minutes to spare before the time of their untimely demise.
Meaning that if the ruby and the sapphire had been in the wife's possession, she would have had to leave the hotel room, gone down to freak out at you guys, and if they'd been quick, that might have been when they were stealing the two items. And they popped themselves down to the bus stop, then mysteriously get into a weird altercation and get shot by two people they'd never met before.
That part doesn't make any sense.
It's no fun to win that way.
I did.
You know I don't really care about fun.
I just... Can we... Here's an idea. Just think on it. Can we just sell the diamond to somebody else?
It'll just be significantly less.
So here's the thing. Back home, there are two cops. And they don't have the resources that the normal, regular, everyday cops have. In the real world, things can go very horribly. I feel like we keep discounting that fact, right? I mean, we've already got a court case that we're going to have to go... Well, that Jamie and I are going to have to go to, because, of course, I'm going to support Jamie on this. But I'm just saying.
Just speak under my breath and look down at my little badge. I think that they have plenty of resources and just shine it a little bit.
Well, you're correct that there are only a couple of officers in our town, but they only have a couple of hundred to manage. The city has tens of thousands at least.
Yeah, but we get away with a lot more bullshit out there. I don't think we'll get away with our usual bullshit out here. Just, you know.
True. Much higher stakes here.
All of these are very, very fair points. And of course, we could, you know, just take the diamond back and take the L, if you so choose to. Maybe it's one of those, like, the proportion of resources we have put into this thing makes it feel like we really need to dig in our heels kind of situations, rather than cut our losses and run. I don't know, maybe I'm being really stubborn. Hello.
A note that Oliver would remember. If they do leave, and if Tina manages to find the requisite gems in time, and if you have skipped town, then you would not only possibly get associated after the fact as somehow being accomplice to this murder by Tina, who has mentioned to suspect you, but Tina will also view you as owing her a diamond.
Right. I don't know if it came across properly, but Oliver is definitely like, we can contact her to try to like peacefully bow out and be like, things got heated or continue the thing. Or there's the two other options at the extreme that he's like, maybe we shouldn't do these. We shouldn't just run away and we shouldn't be like, we murdered your dudes. Give us the diamonds. I mean, give us the other things.
Okay. Jamie, definitely. I definitely want Oliver to make the call before we put it to a vote and figure out whether we want to go pursue these homeless people further. So
I am not calling this woman and saying, how's it going? What's going on with you having a good day?
Well, I figured
a clear plan in mind.
That's how my conversation with her would go. I figured you'd think of something clever.
No, I need to have an angle before I speak with her. Otherwise, I am a fish for her to spear.
Okay, so if we want to just put it to a vote, I kind of vote that we should maybe stay and stick it out purely for, I mean, the resources will be nice. Nobody's denying that. However, I'm thinking more purely for making sure this doesn't backfire on Oliver.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of you. It would also cover your legal expenses quite nicely.
I know this really good attorney. I can probably get you a discount.
Oliver winks at her.
With Murph.
Ha 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 ha. What was funny about that?
You got it.
I was wondering when the laugh would come. And Val glances around like, fine. All right, let's see what we can do. This is still a very bad idea. Just want to go on record as saying it, but whatever. Fine.
Okay. So, where do you guys go?
Well, let's go find our homeless and be ready to subdue them and or kill them if necessary, because they seem to be murderous. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make the call while we walk, saying we're still in the game, but it was not an intentional effect. She just hired some bad goons. Yeah.
Okay, I'd like that. That would reassure me.
Alrighty. Everyone, do your thing. And he pulls out his phone and begins to dial her up.
Okay, so you are calling Tina?
Mm-hmm.
It rings four times before Tina answers.
That's unusual.
And she says, Oliver?
Tina, that was a masterful move yesterday. I've just got out of jail not 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's me, you know.
So I heard always something up on...
Continue. Always up to those tricks. Did you murder two people?
No, I was just about to ask you about that. My man, who managed to escape the law in the first place, that's why I hired him, told me that you came to speak with him, but he hadn't killed anyone. I made sure. You know, he can be an itchy trigger finger on occasion, but he's not done.
So you're saying that he didn't kill anyone last night, at least?
Yes. And then I just definitely over the phone and look at Vincent, like, big eyes. Ain't that right?
Didn't kill anyone last night.
Yeah, I've got him on his word, and frankly, I didn't know where it was. So he said that something on the news about trying to figure out which one it was. Do you have, you care to share that information? Because that seems rather unsettling if some of your men were whacked. Perhaps we should stop this game, but if you're still in, so am I.
Says, oh, I'm still in, because I know you're lying.
Oh, come now. You know I may be a bit of a fibber, but I would never kill someone or order them killed. That's just not my style.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch, that was true.
I thought I did know you.
That's why I should have leaned into the we murdered your dudes.
But you know what? We're going to sort this out. I'm going to get my diamond. I'm going to get those other two. I'm going to get that ruby, and I'm going to see your ass in jail.
You don't just go killing people's help and walk away from it.
Well, I'm going to tell you one last thing, and it's just because you called me so masterfully. It's really who I hired was that gentleman 13. You really should work out your help better before you start things.
Wait, you know him? I thought 13 was a code name.
Well, he should change it more often, but he's got the tattoos already.
She hangs up.
I looked up at all of you, and I'm like, insincere, didn't it, at the beginning? I should have changed that tone of voice. Yeah. Oh, man, I knew it.
Just a little bit. Did it go okay?
No, it went very poorly.
I have no idea what part's supposed to sound insincere.
Sarcasm, I detected? You
am I now unsure that he didn't have those people killed?
You are.
Okay.
You are now unsure. You now think there is some possibility that maybe you did kill them.
I mean, Oliver. I just had crazy murder visions. Why not?
Oliver, did you just dig us deeper?
I don't know how it could have happened.
We hit bedrock, and you're still digging.
There's always lower than bedrock. Yeah, oh, this is bad.
Yeah, I believe it is the molten core of the Earth. I read that in a science book somewhere.
Yeah, the core of the Earth is a big ball of iron, but there's molten stuff in between here and there, so you're on the right track.
Yes, nailed it.
So, our options currently are to flee or to go harder.
We going in? We a rolling deep, as they say?
Or perhaps a third party, if anyone knows anyone. I dredge my mind. Do I know any underworld contacts in this city?
I mean, you know somebody who could could sell some stolen stuff, and a guy who takes illegal bets.
I really think our best chance in this is to finger the real killers. That way the police don't have anything to pin on us. They'll have two solid cases to distract them, so we can go gamble a little and head on home.
Wait. It didn't have to be.
One second. And I run back to the car and I dig out my bandana. Criminal status now? Looking pretty intimidating.
Ooh, scary. You look terrifying.
Fella's giving Oliver a dirty look at this, like, how dare you? This sweet, pure child.
I look at Murph and give her like a thumbs up, and then like look at Val and like wilt a little. Like,
and definitely for sure, I just need to point out that when I made the comment about reading something in the science book, I definitely was looking at Val with like the big Bambi eyes, like, I did it.
Oh, God. I'm going to say Val didn't notice.
Murph has depression, and she doesn't know why.
Okay. I vote we go and we go through. Just dig our way right back out of this hole.
Go in. Give Jamie a high five.
All right. Unless anyone objects, you guys head across the street.
Start writing my will in my head. Thank you.
This woman, she thinks we're up to murder. She might be too.
I think she'll hit just above her weight class, frankly. She would do it first, but she'll hit back, and I was hoping to avoid something like this.
It starts getting ugly. I want you to try and get anybody you can who can't handle themselves in a gunfight away from the fight. Okay?
Absolutely. That's my first go-to.
After we...
I don't believe him. God damn it.
He gives you a reassuring smile that looks like I'm going to run at the first person who points a gun at me.
He's going to use Val as a human shield.
Oliver's cracked.
Val's just starting to think, oh my God, oh my God, we're going to get killed. This is her fears being potentially realized.
Would anyone be able to fashion our good friend Vince into a silencer of sorts, as he is the most likely to use his gun effectively? And we would like to not draw attention to ourselves.
On a revolver, you'd best give me another gun you want to give me a silence. I picked this one for stopping power.
You do in fact have another gun.
Oh yeah, I do have another gun, don't I?
It has, and it already has some murder on it, so you know.
That's true. Oh God, unless we won't use that gun for evidence.
I could print you a silencer. It'd take a while.
Oh yeah, you can. Interestingly, this gun has 3 murders on it.
What happens when we hit 13?
Oh, God.
Did you just figure out whose gun this is?
Oh, is this a gun we recognize?
No.
Oh, it doesn't have to be the same gun.
It is a standard 9mm. It's the same as police or FBI issue.
Oh, God damn it.
Yep. As we're, like, walking over, I just want to grab Val by the shoulder. Hey, I know you're looking a little bit like seasick right now, and I just want to let you know, you, my friend, are going to be just fine. And I will use my 4th sphere of entropy power to protect from harm.
Protect whom?
Val.
Excellent. All right.
Great. Val's going to be the only one to live, and is going to watch all of her friends die around her.
Is it absolutely mechanically the smarter idea to put that on Oliver or Vincent? Yes. But you look the most seasick, and Murph really wants to protect you.
Well, actually, it'd probably do Vincent the least good, because Vincent is the one that's least likely to get accidentally shot.
Well,
Val has a track record.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Vincent's the one that's most likely to get on purpose shot.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Ooh, sweaters for everybody. Here.
Okay.
Maybe not the time, Jamie. Maybe later when...
It's a bit...
Oh, no. I explained that they're ridiculously strong. Like, stop bullets and knives strong.
What kind of a sweater?
You know they don't look stylish.
Have you not made this material yet?
Oh, no, I've already made them. Here you go. Have a sweater.
I meant, have you not named the material yet?
No, I haven't named the material.
Please tell me the material is not chupacabra skin.
Oh, and do you print out that silencer?
Definitely.
Okay.
It's not chupacabra skin, right? Because there was silence and that makes me concerned.
No, it's just a synthetic fabric that I haven't named yet.
Cool, because we didn't need lightning and thunder to be involved. There's a chupacabra skin nugget sitting somewhere just waiting for use.
I'll put on this sweater, taking off my jean jacket, and I'm going to ask for those gloves back before I start walking around with that silence.
I'll give you a fresh pair.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. You guys are in your ugly, itchy, stuffy sweaters in what feels like Arizona at midday, and you are heading across the street.
Under this freeway overpass, the underside of the bridge, there's a pregnant woman holding up a sign, several people hanging out on the sidewalk, and heading through that area, you see a lot of people, but give me a wits awareness roll from whoever's taking point on that.
Yes, Val.
All right.
I asked Murph if she can line up a rental car. If we're going to be here longer, we'll need a different vehicle besides mine. It's way too obvious. Our competition will totally spot us.
Yeah, probably. I know that I can probably swing a few discounts. I've gotten pretty good at that.
Does Murph set up a rental car?
Absolutely. I will do that. And I will try to chime the person into giving me a discount just because I want to see if I can keep the street going.
Are you more interested in a discount or in convincing them to not ask too many details on who you are?
That's a better point. And if it looks like I have to prioritize one or the other, I will prioritize the latter.
Okay, please give me a manipulation subterfuge. I'll give you a +2 dice because they instantly love you.
3 successes off 5 dice.
Okay. You have a car registered to someone who doesn't exist with a cash deposit down.
Can I do something? I just realized I have a very neat ability for this.
Yes, what's that?
I want to bust that clipboard again, like flip over a blank piece of paper and just start interviewing people, like I'm giving a survey.
Okay.
Now I've got an ugly sweater, so I fit right in with a volunteer, someone. And we're all kind of in uniform now.
Give me a charisma or manipulation plus investigation or streetwise.
While he's doing that, I got 3 successes on my awareness roll and another willpower paradox damage.
Just the damage. Yeah, that's that is the strength of the willpower. 3 successes on that. The particular dog in question and the man attached to him are not here. You see another older black guy, but it doesn't look like the same one. And Oliver got 4 successes on interviewing.
Yep, double tens.
So the other old black guy appears to be when talking to him, he says something about being having been a vet in Nam.
You go on about that for a little bit. Then you start talking about the guy and the dog, and he says,
"Oh yeah, yeah, he came into some money, and he got himself a room."
He points over to an amazingly shitty hotel, and he says, "He offered me and the others to come back there and drink some beers."
What a kind gentleman.
Nods. Says, "Why you need to know this?"
"Oh, I'm doing a survey for homeless veterans."
Please say that. That you say it that way. He says, "Hey, I'm a homeless veteran. You giving out benefits?"
"Well, the results of this here survey will be used in some legislation that we're trying to push through. So don't you worry, it's coming."
"The paid survey?"
I look around and I give him a 5. "I'm not supposed to do this, but you served our country."
That I did.
"Use that to buy some beer tonight."
"Fuck that, I'm getting a sandwich."
Probably a better idea.
Stands up and walks off towards the Quick Mart at the bus stop.
All right.
What a weirdo.
Oliver is like, "I made a good choice." Feels good about himself. Walks back. I know where he is. He's in that. Did I get a room?
No? You could shout that at him as he's walking away.
"Where's this party happen? I was thinking about swinging by."
Give me a... Oh, you got 3 sis on the roll? Or is it 4?
4.
Okay. Oh, by the way, you don't have... and neither of those were on Paradox Die.
He looks back and he says, "Room 4.
Thank you, kind. And I walk back to people and inform them of the location of our deadly duo.
Great work. I am proud of you.
Dang, maybe you do know how to talk to people.
Oh, Jesus, Jamie. Oh.
Jamie has been fucking roll today. I don't know what is going on with her.
It's been a hard day for her. She's been in jail. And what was it? Charged with treason?
Espionage.
Oh, okay.
I'm just realizing none of us other than Vincent have slept.
Yep. I've acclimated to it, though.
I tried to get you to take a nap.
And then we had to have a little minor discussion.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. If we're going to do anything, maybe doing it in broad daylight might not be the best idea.
True. Should we? I feel like the last place they would expect to find us is holed up in a very, very poor motel. But then again, we might stand out overly much. We should not go back to the casino. That would be a bad idea.
Well, why exactly?
If we want to spread misinformation, we could go back to the casino. I mean, if, say, Oliver and me or somebody else was to go back to the casino and talk about how we don't know where anything is or where we need to go, surely that'd make its way back to our competition.
Oliver looks like impressed, but then thinks about, like, has a thoughtful face, and you see a thought bubble of, like, Jamie loudly explaining about how we're not doing things or are doing them, and it's like,
So
that's not the worst idea, Jamie.
Once we get a different vehicle that doesn't look like mine, we should definitely split into two and get a hold of these guys and whatever they've got. And I'd suggest we use the not recognized vehicle. But beyond that, I'm at a loss as to how we want to do this.
Okay, yeah, and I agree that maybe not in broad daylight, as, you know, an expert criminal in this group. Nighttime seems like probably the better choice. And also, if we do this at night, we can maybe nap.
Val, who is on watch.
Yes.
From here, you can see a guy wearing a stained suit walking from the front desk of the Coldwater Motel over to room number 4.
Do I recognize this guy at all?
You do not.
Description?
He looks like a way scummier version of Oliver.
Oh, not possible.
Interesting. We might have that choice taken away from us, you guys. I'm going to go get a room, see if I can get an... So, describe the layout of this motel to me. Like, I'm assuming rooms number 3 and 5 are right next to room number 4.
Actually, no. Room number 3 is next to room number 4. Then room number 5, 6, 7, 8 are on the second.
All right. Okay.
It looks like room number 8 is not in use because it's missing a door.
And room number 8 was room number 4.
Yes.
I've got 2 tasers. Does Sam or Val want a taser? Or did Val or Murph want a taser?
Does Jamie offer?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe not yet. Fine. She pockets the taser. Or puts the taser in her back pocket or bag.
Okay.
I am going to go rent out room 8. I'm going to see if I can figure out what's going on. I have my phone on me. If something happens, tell me very quickly.
Will do. Also, just one last thing before you go. We probably shouldn't go tonight because it sounds like they're going to have some others over for a party.
So
the conversation, the door seems to have opened, and from this angle, you can only see the guy. You can't see the people inside.
Yeah, Val's going to hurry into room 8. There's no door. I can say I'm a vagrant if I need to.
Okay, so you run across the wait for breaking traffic. Run across the street, and you're headed over there. As you're coming out, you see an older black man and a young Latino man and a dog coming out as the guy in the scummy suit looks like he's shouting at them now. He's got a cane that he's kind of like holding over his head in a slightly threatening manner.
Okay. Easiest way to get on these guys' good side and get information: make yourself look like the good guy. Val can feel her brain cells dying as she starts doing this. I have passed on the brain cells to somebody else. Yeah, she's gonna be like, hey, and run over. This guy seems like he's threatening. She's going to seem like.
Okay, the thing you hear is the older guy saying,
I paid my $15 and it is my room. And
the other guy is saying,
no dogs, no dogs allowed. You get out, get the hell out of here.
He throws $15 at the guy.
Oh, hey, you found my dog. Shit. Fuck it.
Go with it. Like, both of them turn around look at you, and he says,
ma'am, if this vagrant stole your dog, we should call the cops.
Oh, no, I've been looking for him so long, and oh my god, I thought he'd gotten hit by a car. You saved him! Oh, and you kept him inside just while I was looking for him. Thank you.
Charisma subterfuge.
Can it be performance?
Very well.
Yes. Yay. Let's test out your acting chops. Two successes.
I mean, it's not a botch.
Says, give the woman her dog back. And the old guy's saying,
is that true? Is the motel owner looking away?
Yeah, he is looking scathingly at the old man.
Cool. So behind him, I'm gonna go, just like hard nod, like play along here.
Manipulation plus commiserate? Yeah, manipulation persuasion.
This is not a foul thing.
Oh, but you are way faster than any of the rest of us.
You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great, sweetie.
I support you.
You're Olivering so hard. I love it.
Excellent. A success.
I might want a willpower. No, I need to save the willpower. I have one.
He's looking and nodding and just shrugs and says,
wow. Well, move along, mister, and ma'am, let's go talk about your dog.
He kind of shrugs and deflates a bit.
Which one?
The vagrant shrugs and deflates, and the manager goes and hands the key back to the manager and picks up his $15 off the ground.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're so kind. Yes. Do you mind? It's hot out here, and the sweater was made by my mother, so I have to wear it. Do you mind if we talk inside? I swear I'll bring my dog back out very quickly.
Wait, who are you saying this to?
To the manager, unless he's already walked away.
Manager was walking. Well, actually, the manager was locking the door.
By the way, the two guys already pulled out all their stuff.
Oh, my intention was to say these guys don't actually have a dog. They should stay in the room. It's technically my dog.
Right. And then you got two successes on that.
God damn it.
And then one success on the other one. So the problem is, this guy actually the old guy seems to think that this actually is your dog.
Wrong person I was trying to convince.
The manager believes it too. He just doesn't give a shit. And he turns back from locking the door, and he looks at you all dressed up. And give me a charisma etiquette.
Why are you trying to make me fail? Fine. I am using dream to replace my zero of etiquette. All right. Val. Oh, shit. Val hasn't slept. While she was in a drunken stupor for like half a second, she had a daydream about sitting around a table, a fancy table with fancy foods, I guess, and having to feel like she belonged there.
Yes. All right.
Was that manipulation etiquette or charisma?
Charisma etiquette.
Oh, thank God. Fucking hell. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Five
successes. Do I heal a fucking paradox? Yes, I heal two paradox. Yes, I fucking do.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. You have three paradox?
Yes.
Ooh.
Magical success.
That is wild magic.
Is that good? Or is that bad?
That is good, bad. But strange.
Does your sweater turn pretty?
An ampule falls out of your pocket and shatters. They all go like,
by osmosis, Oliver got more charming.
The guy turns it around and he says, look, I don't know what you guys got going wrong, but there is no way in hell. And he looks at you, and then
the shadows around him get very dark, despite it being midday.
And his eyes just go wide. The door just swings open.
And he says, use as long as you want. I'm sorry. And he turns and runs off.
Al feels very powerful all of a sudden. Like, holy shit, maybe I can talk to people.
And the two guys look terrified. And They walk back into the room. The dog clings to the guy's leg and growls.
We all saw this, then whimpers. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That started well, but then got... Is she okay? Look at Jamie.
And you take 2 more willpower damage and heal 2 paradox.
I got no clue.
So I only had 1 willpower left.
1 aggravated willpower.
Okay.
You will have to go by on your charms. The 2 of them are sitting in the chairs, and they're looking at you like you might be the devil.
I mean, they might not be wrong.
So
a single 40-watt light bulb illuminates the room, hanging from a wire.
It is dim. There is a bed and a couch, and the Bible from the little end table is sitting out on top of the nightstand.
Of course, they have a fucking Bible. Now here's the question: do I lean into
the as you walk in, the pages on the Bible start ruffling themselves,
like dark shadows in between the pages, or like something else,
as if an unfelt wind was blowing through them, but it goes back and forth a couple times.
I believe the rest of us might be scooting up on this building, but not going through.
Definitely
the door.
Definitely stealthing that way.
I think Oliver would be saying, definitely want to hear what happens.
You are absolutely correct.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. Val is hurt by the dog not liking her, but doesn't show it.
Dog doesn't.
That's where the willpower damage came from.
It doesn't. Yeah. Actually, what's your animal, Ken?
3.
Yeah, the dog doesn't seem to dislike you as much as be afraid of you and afraid for his master.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Val is still hurt, though. Animals like her.
And the dog
those
is...
Those are her only friends, except for these 4 dipshits.
Dipshits and dogs. That's who Val hangs.
Yes!
Yeah. You're my dipshits, you know?
So
Val is gonna walk in, take a deep breath, several deep breaths, and say, I'm sorry about that. I am not here to take your dog. Just want to put that out there. No interest in that.
The guy looks at you and says, what do you need, devil?
Ooh, that also stings Val in a deep place, but she's going to run with it. She's in this deep. Just 2 things.
She's going to do all of our jobs.
Apparently.
She's gonna start a gunfight soon and win.
I can feel it in my bones, especially because I don't think she has a gun. But, you know, shadow weaponry.
So, obviously, I know what you did. I know what you took. There should be 2 jewels. A ruby and a sapphire. All I want is those. And I'll even pay for them.
I don't want your money, devil. I'll strike no bargains. I'll just give you what you want.
Fair enough.
And he takes out a little box and he says... stole them. Benjamin had nothing to do with it.
Hey, I don't need to say anything. All I need are those jewels. She's gonna hold her hand out for the box.
He reaches to hand you the box, and then he, like, thinks about it, and then he tosses it to you.
Okay. Belle's gonna catch it and check to see that it's actually what she's looking for.
Oh, now I have to decide this. There's a ruby and a sapphire in there, but... Yeah. Yes. There's a ruby and a sapphire in there.
I don't like the way you said, but.
I was deciding a thing.
Still don't like it. So Belle checks it, nods, closes the box. Thank you, gentlemen. Please enjoy your party tonight. With a roof over your head.
That all Jeez. You need me to do?
That's all I need.
Okay. Then be gone, devil.
Belle nods and fucking leaves. Kind of very confused about how well that went, despite being called the literal devil.
They ain't none to argue with the devil.
Look, okay, not necessarily trying to be the devil.
The devil went down to Reno. She was looking for a dog to steal.
I have to imagine we've, like, snuck up to the building.
You're right outside now.
Trying to look real casual, like we didn't expect that to go poorly.
Yep.
Val comes in clutch a lot lately.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
This is Val's day.
Time to go.
Val's
gonna start to wonder, am I the devil?
And how did it go?
This is what we're looking for, right? And I'm assuming we wait until we get, like, across the fucking street. Val's not gonna show it until they're, like, a good ways away. Let's leave, shall we? Let's go, maybe?
As we get into the car, I want to propose an idea. How would y'all feel about, let's say, killing me?
Excuse me?
Not for reals, of course, but, perhaps...
Oh my god, you all do think I'm the devil.
No. It just gave me the idea.
Wait, what? Who thinks you're the devil?
I'm confused.
I'm still lost from like an hour ago.
Okay. How about, we have them. I have them. These are the ones, right? Please, God, tell me these are the ones. I don't want to go back in there.
Jamie, do you check them?
I check them out.
Those are two genuine, real ruby and sapphire.
Schmancy.
Very schmancy.
Oh. Give me int investigation check.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the butt.
Yep.
That is two successes. That's good enough. The box is definitely not the box that these gems, whatever it came in.
This appears to be a discarded Robbins Brothers box, a place that a woman like her would just never shop. So someone swapped out the box, which seems weird.
Okie doke. We can live with that. I point that out to everybody.
These are the right stones, right? It's not just, like, similar ones?
It's highly unlikely that there would be two so very similar rubies and sapphires.
It would also be a terrible poor heist to swap out a sapphire for another sapphire.
Could get into some real technicalities of, like, ah, yes, you brought me a ruby and a sapphire, but not the ruby and sapphire, huh?
I'd guess that they swapped the ruby and sapphire with something that was fake, and now we have the real thing, so they wouldn't be detected as having stolen them.
Cool, so these are the ones we need, right? Can we go and get some sleep? Val starts thinking she stops, like, maybe not.
Great idea, but we should talk about how Oliver wants us to kill him. Go ahead, Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. So we have one more hurdle to go through. I think regardless of the fact that we have won this game, we still have a woman who wants me dead, possibly more than she wants me in jail, but very close. So perhaps we can come out very much on top by having my loyal crew turn against me and attempt to get that money for themselves.
Thus disproving that Vincent is in fact the killer that she claims him to be.
I mean, they could just go with the Val is the devil angle and is the one who killed him.
Oh, absolutely. You could kill me. I've seen that happen twice.
No. Actually, no. No. No, thank you.
All right, Murph.
I don't think we should fake your death.
Okay, fine. I'm just putting out some options.
Can I just point out that haven't you and Vincent died already, officially?
Well, yes, and we want that to remain a secret, or that'll open a very unpleasant can of beans.
She would say, I'm alive, and now murdering again.
It would be highly improbable that she would be unaware of your official death.
Yeah.
The only problem is it might be a hard sell convincing her that I've conveniently died twice.
Okay, so all agreed no. We aren't killing Oliver? Cool.
So...
Very well. Anyone else got ideas of how we're going to deal with the woman who wants, who believes we have wronged her so badly?
I don't know. Tell her you won. Tell her you didn't kill these people, and tell her who did, I guess.
Well, I mean, there is still the part about the people that did the murdering are still at large, and I look suddenly very introspective.
Val slowly pulls out her phone. We could call the cops on them. We know where they are. Put in an anonymous tip, we could find a payphone.
We know where they are, and we currently are in possession of the murder weapon. It could have been returned to them at some point. Maybe, you know, while they're having a rager, and maybe are a little intoxicated, and maybe didn't notice, maybe?
That's a fine idea, it is.
I like that. I say we try that.
I have good ideas on occasion.
And I look at Val like, ha, right?
You sure do. I was really reaching. With that whole cadaver thing.
Do you guys...
Val takes that as Val didn't have any good ideas.
and looks offended.
I gotta go hire a lawyer.
Yes. No, you don't need to hire a new lawyer when you have a lawyer right in here. Jazz hands at Oliver.
Never.
No, Murph. Fell. Murph.
Fell.
That's the disappointed tone.
But he's pretty good at it.
Oliver's a doctor. Yeah, at this point, sure. Oliver is a lawyer.
But he's a man of many talents. Eh?
I hate to say it, Valerie, but I might be a better lawyer than I am a doctor.
That does not inspire confidence in me, Oliver. Wait,
I
is
hate
that,
to
is
take
that
away
truth?
That
is
fine
that
thought you
the
had
truth?
Of me.
Is that true?
Oh no, it's true, so you think I'm
think
lying.
That.
Yep.
Yeah. What? We are going to hire Jamie a lawyer. Can we just, like, that's set in stone. It's also Jamie's choice, obviously.
I mean, you could pay me, but I would do it for free.
So, are you going to go talk to our competition, Oliver? Are you going to take Vincent with you, or what's the move?
If you all feel that this is a good idea that will not result in us all being shot and or arrested for a false crime, we should do it. But otherwise, I think we should pin this on these men who actually did it and then hope that that information gets back to her and she realizes that I may not have been lying and was just playing hardball, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, we can do both. We can give them back the murder weapon that they did to do the murder, and then we can be like, hey, look, we didn't do it, and also we won. Pay us, please.
That's a hopeful thought. I think it might play out that way.
At this point, the universe owes us one.
I don't think the universe ever owes anybody anything, but...
Well, that's just silly.
To the final decision, and the world will break apart today. And the world today.
And I believe this was a comment on room number 3 was missing its floor.
No, it was room number 3 had something about paint, and room number 8 is the one above room 4 that I was going to rent out. So,
okay,
number 8.
Well, no, if room 4 was missing its floor, then
no. Room number 8 is missing its door. Nothing.
Okay.
The floor.
Okay.
This is some Dr. Seuss shit.